You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
All right, so we're live at the New West Summit, last day, wrapping things up. We had a career day today, which is actually pretty exciting. We had a lot of people from the public who got to roll in and check everything out. And today I'm super psyched because one of my final guests was one of the ones best for last. We got Chris Husong of Elixinol, and he's got a great product, many products actually, and
it's been quite a few.
Kicking ass and all over the country at this point, right?
Yeah.
Before we get into the company itself, are you Cali or where are you from?
San Diego.
San Diego. Nice place, right? Great water.
Bad.
Good place to live up on the West Coast for sure. And what were you doing prior to getting into this industry? Or you've always been in it?
No, actually, I was late to the cannabis world. I was reluctant to move into the cannabis and hemp CBD world.
Yeah, sure.
I moved over from finance and telecommunications doing marketing in those industries.
Okay, nice. Finance and telecommunications, so like phone type stuff? Or,
yeah, data.
Okay, wow, phone. So that's like a big cross. That's a big jump over. There had to be something maybe significant that swayed you or wanted you to go into what you're doing now?
So I'm kind of a unlikely cannabis entrepreneur.
Okay.
I came from the world of, you know, believing Nancy Reagan, don't do drugs, and watching those commercials, you know,
absolutely,
with the fried eggs. And
I remember the fried egg. This is your brain on drugs.
And then
those little pills that danced, and then, like, remember, I remember as a kid and shit. I remember
all
that era.
Stuff. All
of course
that stuff.
I do.
So I believed it and stayed away from the whole cannabis world for a long, long time. And it wasn't until I spent time with a friend of mine who was building a documentary around how cannabis helps people.
Oh, okay. And let's give a shout out to your boy. What was his name?
His name's Lindsay Ward.
Lindsay Ward. And is it still available to check out?
Science of Weed.
Okay, Science of Weed. On YouTube or no?
He's all over the place.
Okay,
yeah,
that's cool.
He's working with The Truth About Cannabis and a lot of the other people, and he's created a lot of stuff.
Okay, so you met him, and what exactly?
Yeah, we were friends for quite a while.
Yeah, and so I was like, yo, bro.
What's going
cannabis
on?
Cannabis is this, man. It saves lives. And you're like,
I was
right?
Like, yeah, whatever. And, but then after watching it and seeing all the people's lives that were changed, and epilepsy and, you know, different things that have really impacted people's lives, I could no longer categorize cannabis in that way.
As a negative, this like stigma that a lot of people have on the industry.
Well, it's just a lack of education.
Sure.
Right? Completely.
And then now that you felt more educated, you wanted to help more people. You want to help people generally.
Yeah. Well, after the kind of scales fell off my eyes and now I could see the truth and see, you know, that this plant actually heals people and helps them.
Sure.
I started helping him market that documentary.
That's awesome.
And then I was recruited to come work for Hemp CBD Company. And you've been doing it ever since.
Okay. All right. Great. And let's give a shout out to Elixinol, right?
Elixinol.
And let's talk about what it is you guys do as a company. When did it start?
2014.
Okay. So, yeah, you've been rocking it out for about 4 years now.
Yeah.
Went through the hurdles and different things of trying to figure out what it is to do as a business, especially this type of field, right? And you guys are CBD producers, or how do you break that down?
So we are completely vertically integrated. We grow it, we extract it, we produce it, we bottle it, we develop the delivery systems, we market it,
we
educate.
Okay.
All the way.
So the genetics you guys are using is all hemp-derived plants that you guys are growing.
Yep.
Different types of genetics, or you guys of CBD plants, because you're saying you're doing vertically, like from growing the plants, right?
Yep.
So all one strain, or I know that there's different genetics, obviously, of hemp CBD,
regular
cannabis.
It's an ongoing process to continue to find the highest yield.
Okay.
So we can keep costs down.
So it's more about the yield, because most of them, when they're in the hemp, they're going to have the same molecule categories, essentially, right? Or no?
Yeah, hemp CBD is a categorization, a legal definition of below 0.3 THC.
Okay, so for those that are out there rocking in their cars, we're just wondering about what it is. It's very similar to the cannabis plant. The difference is that it's lacking the psychoactive material, the THC, that people like, I feel high. Well, it's not what you feel essentially in CBD. Now,
healing benefits.
Yeah, but let's break that down too, because I want to actually define this to people.
Sure.
When somebody goes, and the best analogy I have or way that somebody could relate to it is somebody that goes into a juice place, right, and then gets a shot of wheatgrass juice, right? They aren't high per se, okay, but they have this boost of, let's say, energy or this, or feeling like they've been nutritionally fed, right? CBD is similar, right?
Because we all have an endocannabinoid system, the ECS. Dr. Raphael Meshulam found it when he was trying to figure out why
we get
high.
Shout out to my Israeli brother from another mother.
There you go. So when he figured that out, then we found this system.
Yeah.
And that's how cannabinoids are derived. And once you, because you're basically starved of CBD your whole life.
So yeah, and that's when people hear about this stuff. What is this endocannabinoid and what is this endocannabinoid deficiency? And there are a lot of people that say, as far as doctors out there, I'm not going to say proven yet or this or anything, however you want to, you got to be political about that type of stuff, but you know, they are finding that the CBD is lacking. That is probably why a lot of people have certain diseases or things develop, because of the lack of CBD in the body, because the brain, right, has receptors for CBD.
Our entire body does.
Yeah, our own body.
Yeah, the endocannabinoid system is like a master control system. It's connected to everything else in your body.
Everything.
So it fine-tunes everything else in your body.
Exactly.
And CBD being an adaptogen.
Okay.
New
now
word.
Explain that. Yeah.
Adaptogen.
Yeah.
Right? Your body, it speaks to your cells where you need it. So it goes to your body. If you're having a headache, it goes there.
Sure.
If you've got the hip pain, it goes there.
Sure. Now, that's an interesting point, okay? A lot of people, when they take cannabis or take CBD and stuff, they have to understand that if I'm taking 100 milligrams or, you know, or let's break it down a lot lower. Okay, I'm taking 10 or 15 milligrams of CBD and somebody else is taking 15 milligrams of CBD, but they have joint pain and arthritis and this and that, but I'm really healthy. It's going to affect me way differently than the person who has arthritis and this and all these other things. So you can't almost say like, oh, we have a similarity, because like you're saying, when the CBD goes into the body, it's kind of like a master system. It's like searching through the body. Oh, what's wrong with you, or this, or this, or are you low on vitamin C, or you're low on this, or you're low whatever, and it tries to supplement that, right?
Yeah. So your body, number one, CBD is a great anti-inflammatory and helps you de-stress.
Sure.
All disease starts there. Right.
Oh, yes.
So
okay.
if you're taking CBD on a regular basis, if you're generally healthy, though, here in America, that's debatable if anybody's actually generally healthy.
I got you.
Okay. But overall, sure. If you're taking CBD on a regular basis, that's going to help reduce those in your life. So you're going to reduce stress. You're going to reduce, you know, life, quality of life goes up.
Absolutely.
Then you sleep better. You recover faster. Those type of things.
And now, because you work with a hemp-derived product, that means that you can ship it throughout the United States.
All over the United States and 40 different countries currently.
And you guys are manufacturing in Colorado, one of the first states to break recreational and stuff. How does it feel being a part of all of that?
Well, I love the cannabis industry. I mean, everybody, I mean, even here, right? There's people out front of this hotel that are protesting the hotel, but everybody here that's at this trade show is trying to talk to them and figure out what's going on and how they can help.
Sure.
You know, there's competitors in this room right now and they're all
Absolutely.
Trying to help.
Absolutely.
So that's why I love the cannabis industry. And just like Colorado, you know, it's a small community.
Sure.
It's a growing community.
What area are you guys in?
Boulder.
All right. In Boulder, right in the heart of everything, right?
Yep.
That's cool. And are you guys in a lot of dispensaries as well? Are you guys vertically kind of like hitting normal shops, vitamin shops? Like what kind of like reach or where are you guys in at this point?
Overall, we love, you know, dispensaries. We love working with health and wellness stores.
Okay.
And we're kind of focused on growing the medical professional world, helping health professionals.
Okay.
Because we feel they can make the most impact.
Nice.
So we can teach them and educate them about the endocannabinoid system and CBD, and then they can
help
more.
Yeah, that's great. Wow, that's awesome. So are you creating kind of like an educational platform where your reps are going out and actually like speaking to doctors and physicians and stuff?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And we have a doctor on staff, Dr. Philip Blair. He's a retired military colonel. And
nice.
You know, he's been teaching doctors for 4 years with us. And,
oh, wow. That's
and
awesome.
Helping so primarily we'll go to events that are medical focused, but
obviously
we're going to stay here with the cannabis as much as we can.
And if people are interested and they hear, you know, about your company, obviously very interested and don't know, you know, where to get safe CBD and stuff. And actually, let's bring that point up. Okay.
Sure.
There are so much CBD stamped everywhere, right? And there are a lot of products on Amazon and things that people can order that say CBD, but they're actually not even hemp-derived CBD, that there is CBD that's coming from plants from China. I don't know if you've heard about this or not.
So,
and maybe could break down what that is for people so they know.
Yeah, so you hit several different topics on there, and most of them go to transparency of the company that you're working for and guaranteeing the quality of the company you're going for.
Yes.
Because hemp's an amazing plant because it takes all the nutrition and all the value of the ground in and sucks it up and gives it to you, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you plant it in a place that doesn't have a lot of amazing stuff, in fact, has a lot of poisonous stuff or a lot of detrimental stuff, it's going to go up in there too.
So that's why. Now, to break that down, this means for those who kind of just missed on that, the cannabis and hemp plant, if there was fucked up shit in the soil, essentially, chemicals, this, whatever it is, the hemp plant has the ability, which is fucking insane, that it can eat or soak up into it, into its roots and shit, all the bad material, keep it inside of it.
Cleans the ground.
Cleans the ground, but the buds are not affected by it. Now, what happens is these guys that are making CBD out of the full plant and taking the stalks, which now have all that chemical shit in it, right? That's what's getting leaked into stuff, right?
So what you need to do is work with a company like us that grows on a certified organic farm.
All right. Shout out to that. So certified organic. I love it.
Then we publish all of our certificates of analysis and third-party independent lab testing.
Okay, cool.
So that you can make sure that what you're getting is what you're getting.
Oh, that's great.
So we text for purity and potency.
Nice.
So that's
and
that's
people can check that stuff out. You guys have that up on the website. Yep. People can like see that stuff. That's awesome.
And you should require that from any company that you're buying CBD from.
Now, what kind of products are you guys doing?
We started with our X-Pen, which is an oral delivery system of the most raw form of the plant.
Okay. Now, explain that. Is it powdery? Is it liquidy? Is it a jelly?
It's a black paste.
Okay, black paste. Okay.
Yeah, people squirt right into their mouth in a measured 15 milligram per serving size.
And is that what you find is a suggested dose for preventative health care, let's say?
So like we suggest 15 milligrams twice a day for anyone.
Okay, 15 milligrams twice a day.
Because CBD, unlike THC, processes out of your body. You don't retain it.
Sure. Now, the unit that you're talking about, does it come in like, you know, a week, 2 week, monthly supply? Or how does one figure out?
It's got 66 servings in it, so it's about a month.
Okay, so 1 month per thing.
Yep.
Okay, that's awesome. And then what else did you guys develop?
So we've got tinctures with an MCT oil, high grade paleo certified fat so that you can absorb it.
And those that don't understand what MCT means, it's a form of coconut oil, right?
Multi-chain triglyceride, so it's a high grade coconut oil.
High grade.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference, right?
Much does.
Are there a lot of people that aren't using MCT, let's say, in the processes of doing stuff?
Yeah, people use olive oil, they'll use alcohol, all sorts of things when it aren't just great.
And did you do a lot of analysis to figure out what oil was going to be the best to combine and found that the MCT is truly like the best? And what is the reason for that? Let's say, like, why is it so much better?
Because it's so bioavailable.
Okay.
So people absorb it. And the fat is such a high grade, it helps with brain function.
Okay.
Very similar to the bulletproof craze that everybody's on.
Yeah, sure,
right?
Sure.
So you could take this and put it right into your coffee.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Now, does, you know how you hear about how, THC or whatever, like, can degrade when you're cooking it after a certain amount of degrees, things like that. If you take CBD and you put it into coffee, which is hot, does it degrade the potency, let's say, of it or anything like that?
No. Where it will degrade is in the extraction process if you did that, and that's why we do CO2.
It's not.
I mean, you smoke marijuana and you get THC, right?
Now let's talk about the different processes so people understand what the difference is between yours and what was I was talking about, essentially. Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that use butane, use kerosene, they use alcohol.
Okay.
But they got to heat it to be able to do the extraction.
Sure.
Or we're using CO2, which is a cold process.
Okay, so cold process. And obviously with heat, there's the possibilities of shit exploding, right?
That. Well, but also it's not the best for the quality of or the efficacy of the CBD molecule when you take it out.
That's a huge thing. The efficiency of how it's pulled, essentially?
So like you were saying, heat could degrade the molecules.
Sure, that's why
we don't use heat during the extraction process.
So it keeps it like nice like that. And do they kind of does a molecule pop off the plant because it freezes, or like how does that go down with CO2? Because you like freeze it, right?
So it's
like,
not frozen, but it's part of the process when we're doing the press.
Sure. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Had you gone through a lot of ups and downs, like where the plants maybe had a little bit more THC in than expected? Sometimes that goes over the 3% or whatever.
THC, but different levels of CBD. So sometimes the plant has 4%, 8%, 10%, you know, in the yield, like we were talking earlier about genetics.
Sure.
So, but what we do is we guarantee, you know, early on in the cannabis world, people talked about, oh, how much percent is this? How much percent is that? Uh-huh. What's the potency of the plant?
Yeah, exactly.
But when you go to the, you know, grocery store, you don't say, hey, what percent vitamin C is that pill that I'm going to take, right? So that's not the way we make our products. They all say, and we're going to guarantee there's 100 milligrams or 300 milligrams or 1,000 milligrams in this product. No matter if our yield was high or low, we're going to put that amount of CBD in there. So it's always consistent quality CBD.
And that's a hard thing to do, right? When you're growing so many plants and this, to have an overall consistency. So you have a way that averages out what the total amount is, right?
Yeah, we always make sure it's the same. So that's why at times, because we have an organic product, the color might change a little bit because, you know, we're going to need less hemp because it's a really high yield. Or we're going to need more hemp because it might not be a... So it changes.
And people should never worry about the coloration of the CBD then.
Well, of course they should worry.
I mean, in your case, though.
Yeah, so that's why you want to read the testing and make sure what you're getting is what you're getting.
Okay.
Additionally, the more... the other thing that sometimes you want to look at is if they're using full spectrum plant. Reason are verified.
See, now that's, that's what we were talking about.
Using it all.
Now, when you hear full spectrum plant, that means that they could use the stalks. Or right, no. Is it confusing? Does it mean full spectrum because the plant was all high in CBD and you're getting all the components of the plant? Or, you know what I mean? Because I'm talking about two things. You know what I'm saying?
And there is some confusion, and we need to work on standardization of what I'm talking about. The reason full spectrum means we use all the plant, and we use all the cannabinoids, all the waxes, all the terpenes, all the flavonoids, everything from the plant
but
to give you the full
stalk?
Thing. Stalk, seed, stems, flower, everything.
But the way that you grow it, there's nothing that the stalk is pulling into it that has anything that's harmful.
Right, because it's an organic farm.
So if the soil is organic and this is organic, there's no extra chemical, there's no, like, nothing.
But what I was pointing out, as far as full spectrum, it has to do with the difference between what we sell and isolated molecule.
Okay, now explain that, because everyone's running around, you got isolate, you got this. Everybody thinks, like, isolate's this. Whatever, and then there's what about all these people that are coming around and saying, and they probably call your place, we got 5,000 kilos, we this, and we have orders for all this stuff, and then it's much bullshit, too, right? Like,
most of them are trying to buy it from us, not sell it to us. But because we do produce an isolated molecule because it is easy for people to work with. So we don't put it in any of our plants.
But I'm saying, if you have a lot of guys approaching you just raising money and like kind of fucking asking for these giant orders, and then in the end you find a lot of bullshit too.
We get lots of phone calls.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you probably go through some crazy shit, right?
But the main reason I'm trying to separate between the two.
Sure, I got you.
Is because that doesn't have all the plant material.
Sure.
It doesn't have all the other cannabinoids.
I got you.
So it's an isolated molecule. It's not naturally occurring.
Got you.
Right?
I got you.
So that's not as effective.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right? So when you were saying earlier, hey, you know, I took CBD and you took CBD and I didn't feel the same effects.
Exactly.
You have to really go back to what is it that you're taking.
Sure. And the tinctures, are you guys doing the nano with that or no?
No, we're not doing nano. Nanotechnology is something that's new and growing and kind of a buzzword out there.
That's why I'm just asking you.
Yeah, people are doing it,
that,
and there's not a lot of standardization around that. How small is too small?
Sure.
Right? What if it's too small to even get into your receptor?
How are the absorption rates for the stuff you're doing now, just out of curiosity? Are your tinctures like a pretty comparable, I guess, because everyone's saying this nano thing absorbs so much more and blah, blah, blah.
So bioavailability is a big conversation.
Okay.
Right? So what we've done, first we talked about the MCT oil, which we think makes it very bioavailable.
Sure.
Additionally, we've now introduced just last year a liposomal product. So what that means is...
Oh, okay. So explain that. I never even heard of that.
It's great. It's a very common process in most multivitamin worlds.
Okay.
Where you've taken a molecule like CBD.
Sure.
And we bound it to a fat cell to make it smaller and more vial available. So then suspending it, like we do in the MCT oil,
okay,
we've actually bound it to that fat cell, so it made it smaller,
okay,
and more bioavailable, up to 95% bioavailability.
Wow, that's huge.
It is. So in our standard tincture, when you take it, you get, you know, we recommend you take 15 milligrams twice a day. With our liposomal, you only have to take 5 milligrams twice a day.
Oh, wow.
So now, it's 3 to 5 times
more
effective.
So do you recommend people to use more than one tincture, let's say, throughout the day that you guys provide? Is it like, you know,
A lot of it's preference.
And do you have like moods or anything? Like, nothing weird like that, right?
No, terpene specific.
What's your tincture, like, how many tinctures do you have? Like, let's break down which ones you got,
So our entry-level ones are the ones that everybody kind of, our classics would probably be the better
way
to say
it. Let's talk about the classics.
So we've got our natural flavored one, which is an MCT oil.
Okay.
Then we've got a cinnamon version, so it tastes a little better.
A little mint, a little change up. Yeah, okay. All right, what else?
And that's also an MCT oil.
Okay.
Then we have our Respira, which is...
Respira.
Respira.
Never even heard of that.
That's Spanish for breathe.
Oh,
and so we've
I like that.
We've taken like the CBD and put it in a vegetable glycerin so that you could put it in a vape pen.
I see.
Or you could take it orally as a tincture, or you can put it on your skin topically.
Now, interesting.
And that's got a natural flavor and a grape mint.
What's the advantage of putting it on the skin? Is it just more, does it help dry skin, or is it just something that's like, you know what I mean, like smells nice? As a cologne.
Well, you should probably use it for a cologne every once in a while. I'm just saying.
I get a little smoggy.
It'll help you. It's a good attraction. People
Is it like a pheromone that kind of like there attracts the ladies and stuff?
It'll work. Try it out one day.
Oh, man. I might have to try it out for sure. What else you got?
First here on your radio station.
Yeah,
CBD is a pheromone.
This is definitely a first on there. I'm going to have to report back to you guys and let you know what the ladies say. For sure. Absolutely.
But overall, putting CBD on topically is great. A lot of people use it for different indications, different skin issues.
Can it help skin cancer or the beginnings of is that too radical to say? Or, you know what I mean? Like,
so when we talk about making claims around things,
you can't.
Yeah, I'm not the guy that's going to do that for you.
No,
but what I will
you.
Tell you
I
is that
you.
If you go to the Realm of Caring, it's a website that has lots of testing, lots of information that can help you with all sorts of indications.
Guide you on to the...
They're a nonprofit organization that is designed to help and educate people on all sorts of things.
Educate. That's awesome. Because you as a seller, you're put in a different position than someone who's from a nonpartisan...
Nonprofit organization.
It's not about
the
money. Yeah, that's great. That's right. Yeah. Well, that's very cool. Do you allot a certain amount of money you make as a company for charitable organizations?
Sure. There's a couple different ways. Number one, we support the Realm of Caring financially on a regular basis because they do a lot of good work and a lot of education.
Shout out to the Realm of Caring. And do they have a website if anybody want to check that out?
Yeah, it's theroc.us.
Oh, awesome. And for Elixinol, is it just elixinol.com?
Elixinol.com.
For all our stoners, let's spell it out there.
Elixinol.
Awesome. You guys got Instagram or anything like that?
Same.
Instagram, Facebook, kind of hit them all.
Yep.
Nice. And then what's your schedule? Are you bouncing around to a lot of different shows?
Well, to finish up that charity, we give 5% of every purchase that's made on our website to a charity, and you can select which one it goes to.
Wow.
We've got 7 different charities that you can select which one.
That is very cool, bro. That is very cool.
So
that's great.
Whatever one, you know, lends yourself to you.
Oh, man, that's very nice. That's a great idea. You guys want to try out some CBD products, definitely hit Elixinol and know that you got a dual purpose. Get to help yourself out. Get a quality organic product, you know, that you don't have to worry about where it came from. It came from the United States. Didn't come from out of the country, you know. And you also get to do something charitable at the same time without having to, you know, you make it pretty easy. They just click on the thing they want to go to, and then that's it.
That's it. You just pick which charity you want it to go to.
Man, that's awesome. That's awesome. Any other products other than the tinctures
and
this?
We talked about the Respira, which was great.
Sure, uh-huh.
And then the liposomal, which I mentioned. It's a citrus flavor.
Yeah.
Everybody loves that one.
I love citrus. I'm a big fan of those, for sure.
So that one's also water-soluble.
Oh, nice.
So you can put it in your drinks and just on the go, mix it up and take it with you.
Wow, that's great.
Put it in your smoothie, because you know you do those green smoothies in the morning.
I like the smoothies. My girl's a smoothie maniac. She definitely is making some good quality juices, so definitely. Now, what about breastfeeding and stuff? You know, there are concerns if a woman is worried about, like, if that'll affect or be too much for the child and stuff? What goes down with that?
Well, if you're talking about THC, yeah, of course.
No, I'm talking about even if they take the CBD or not.
So the first place that you ever got a significant amount of CBD was from your mom if you breastfed.
Okay.
So she produces those for you. So it'd be great to replenish that in her,
so
I'm sure.
Replenish. Okay, interesting. Have you had any commenting from women who've breastfed and taken the product by some chance or no?
Not personally, no.
Okay, interesting. Well, if anybody's out there, ends up trying the product who does do that, we gotta definitely throw a little email and let us know for sure. Absolutely. And then what's the next show? What do you got after this?
I'm headed to Nashville for a pain management conference.
Yeah, so you do a lot, like I said, a lot of stuff that's outside of cannabis. So how do you think people sometimes when you do these shows and it's doctors who are used to prescribing and doing these things and they look at you and think, this dude's a charlatan? Do you know what I mean? Like, just from a doctor weird, you know, how they
actually
are about shit. You know what I mean? Like,
they're all very receptive.
Really?
Because they get to talk to Dr. Blair, our doctor, who's been doing it forever.
So that makes the difference.
Right, so they
understand.
You make
sure you bring him to that stuff, right?
Absolutely.
So then it's not just you.
And, I'm not going to be a deer in the headlights when they're talking about all these medical terms that go over my head. You know, they
sure
can talk shop, and then I can, you know, help them get what product they need.
That's pretty cool. And then what's after that?
After I do that one, then we're coming back to Vegas to Supply Side West.
Yeah, and then are you doing the MJIC too?
And
yeah,
then we'll do MJ Biz right after that.
Yeah, that's great. So yeah, if you guys are, you know, in Vegas and you happen to come there towards the end of the year, check out the MJIC. And then what was the other one you just said?
Supply Side West.
Supply Side West. And then what was the name of the show that you have in Nashville?
Nashville is pain management.
Okay, pain management. So, yeah.
It's the Academy for Medical Science.
And it's mainly doctors and nurses and stuff
100%
like that.
100% in Minneapolis.
So, yeah, and if you
Nashville.
Oh, Nashville, yeah. So if, again, we got any physicians or nurses or anybody out there who are listening to the radio station and interested in learning a lot more, this is a great source to go speak to a doctor that's been working with, you must have thousands of people that have tried the product in 4 years, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and that's the hard part about our industry is I can't post all the testimonials because they are technically claims.
But you do get them regardless.
Every day.
You get
every day.
Every day.
I just was at the career fair and two people came by and told me how much our products has helped them and thanked us for being there.
Dude, how cool is that, bro?
Makes life great.
How cool is that? And if this is like too personal, let me know. But is it hard being in this industry in a sense? If you have a family, things like that, that people in the outside world now look at you in a weird way. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you're part of cannabis or part of the hemp industry. Because, like,
well, I'm lucky because my family was early on adopter of the cannabis world. I was the black sheep that didn't.
Okay. Okay.
My mom was growing marijuana in our backyard in Oklahoma.
I'm saying like the family, but you know how, like, you get that outside thing, you get in a nice social status and this, and then the friends of the wife or this, or like they're not used to that. And all of a sudden, like, yeah, I'm in there.
And it only came up once. In a dating scenario, a lady didn't
really
want to date me because she was cannabis.
Are you single then?
Absolutely.
Oh, my man is single. You hear that, all you ladies out there? I was assuming he has a family, but no.
Oh, I got three kids, all grown up.
So that's good. He's on his own. Especially if you're Colorado, go hit up my man. He's a good looking dude.
I'm in San Diego.
San Diego, where it's even warmer and better, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's awesome. Any future products, or did you cover everything, or that's it?
Well, we got to the liposome, and then we have our hemp balm, which everybody loves that topic. So they love to put that on, and they feel the effects really quick.
Awesome.
Especially at trade shows like this. Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, my man.
Good to see you.
You want to
Mr. Marvin Washington just got here.
He'd actually jump right on. You want to throw the headphones on right there?
Man.
Slide over a little bit. Just come over.
Where's the big cheese, man?
Throw the headphones right on there, Marvin.
He's still in New Jersey.
You guys got a booth here?
Yeah, you just walked right past it.
I didn't even see it.
It's that one that's glowing
one,
over
two,
there.
Three. Okay. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Let me put that a little higher for you.
No, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah.
He's a professional. He's done this a lot.
He is a professional.
This is not my first rodeo.
Oh, no. Not his first rodeo at all. Marvin Washington, thank you so much for coming on and stuff. And excited. How'd you like the show, man? How's it going for you so far?
The show's good. My brand is not here, but our medical, you know, Icy Dial's medical brand is here. And, you know, today's Consumer Day. And the whole thing is like, we're here just to help spread the message and to support the industry.
That's awesome.
You know, some of these shows are hit and miss, but we have a schedule and we have to keep it. And I feel like we've done that, you know, at this show.
Absolutely. And you've been, just to break it down, you've been really rocking in the industry putting your name out there, letting a lot of people know the positiveness that it helps football players. Let's talk about your organization, when you started, and how it spawned really from there.
You talking about Athletes for Care?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the thing is when I got into this industry, you know, there was me and Ricky Williams and Cal Turley. And as guys were starting to come in, you know, we were doing one-offs. You know, I would be with a company and I'd do an event for them, and it would raise the profile of that company. And then when the tide would come in, you know, I was still, you know, or the boat went out, I was still left at the dock. And so I wanted to make sure that we had an organization as more athletes came in, like Leonard Marshall and a bunch of other guys, but Leonard's one I'm thinking of.
Riley
Cote, yeah. And guys like that, that their strength in numbers.
Yep.
They're part of an organization because the guys are coming out of these team sports and they're used to that structure. And so we're making sure that it's equitable for the company and the athlete. We're making sure that the athlete is educated on the product and the medicinal benefits of the plant, whether it's THC or CBD. And then on the athlete side, we're making sure that it's a fair deal and that he's part of that company. So when their boat sells, he's selling with it. And so it spawned from doing that in the four major sports, and now we have alternative sports. We have rugby, we have swimmers, we have soccer players.
Wow.
And I think this thing is just going to grow, because it's going to grow with the industry. It's going to grow with the industry. And so when I came in, we were workers and nobody had brands. Now everybody has a brand, and we're going out, and I think we're making progress, and we're definitely making progress with, you know, the National Football League.
Really?
Yeah, they have our attention through a collective of guys, you know, and I'm just a soldier, but you get high profile guys like Leonard who should be in the Giants Ring of Honor, which is, I think, is a travesty.
And we got to get him there quick.
But I hope that, you know, he seems to think like his work in this industry might be hindering him, and I truly hope not, because what the work we're doing and the work he's doing is going to be remembered for generations to come.
Absolutely. You know, it's a big thing to put yourself up in front of any industry, both of you guys. You know what I'm saying? Came from backgrounds that had nothing to do with this plant, but it drew you both, you know, to doing it, and that cause is, you know, really commendable. What projects, what have you been got going on?
With Isidal, we're with the Cage Warriors, and I'm going back to the UK and promoting that, and they're having their 100th fight in December, and just trying to get the word out and educate this country about the medicinal benefits of this plant, particularly CBD, which I think is a no-brainer. Because only 10% of the country knows anything about THC or CBD or anything like that. And so we got to continue to educate and to stick to the facts and don't overhype it. Just stick to the facts.
Sure, sure. And what kind of shows, what have you been going around to educate people? Where have you been hitting up?
I have been hitting up not cannabis shows, but we've been hitting Europa's, we've been hitting the Arnold Classics, we've been hitting fitness conventions with my brand.
So,
And I think that's the way we're going to see it. And I just gave away a trade secret here.
We did that first.
But we're not competition, yeah, because we're all moving in the same way. We're
absolutely
all swimming in the same direction.
And you said this before. I swear to God, dude, before you came on here, he says, the one nice thing about this industry is that it's not as much as being so competitive than a lot of people trying to work
collaboratively
to get people to understand.
I've been on
that
more than one stage with Leonard and Marshall and Marvin Washington working together, and lots of athletes. In fact, last year we were right here on the same stage.
Yep.
And we're all working together to grow the industry. Because to his point, only 10% of the United States and then the world knows about this.
Wow.
I mean, this is a blue ocean. There's enough business.
I didn't realize that it was that little.
Every place is in California.
Yeah. We're in California. It's very, very different.
Have you had some shocking, weird things where you were in a state or an area talking about this and people just thought you were fucking crazy, or no?
Well, I just got the stage and I tell people I have my aunt is 80 years old in Colorado and she thinks I'm a drug dealer. you know?
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, that's what I'm saying. That's crazy, right?
It's because, but people been lied to. That's the frustrating part. They've been lied to, man. And so I just stick to the facts, and I don't debate anybody. I just stick to the facts. I'm not going to sit up there and argue and debate you about something that, I'm not going to sit there and argue and debate you about facts.
Sure.
And so I know what this plant can do.
Absolutely.
And I know it's
personally.
Personally. But I know it's less dangerous than alcohol.
It's less dangerous than nicotine.
And it's way less damaged than the opiates and benzodiazepine that are killing this country.
Now, do you feel your body, since you've been taking, how much do you take a day? Can I ask?
I take as much as I can. I start out in the morning with the tincture. We have another flavored CBD that I put in my black coffee.
Okay.
I take a topical to warm up, and I take a pain when I'm running. I'm just infusing my body, I'm microdosing every day with it. And for me, it's all for the tin man. It gives me mental clarity. It helps me out physically. And you can talk to any other football player that does the same thing. And I know it definitely helps Leonard, you know, because Leonard was we're talking about Leonard Marshall, and I think the world of him. And he went to LSU, and I was down there, and I mentioned Leonard Marshall to one of the guys that have been there for decades. And he just looked up in the air, and he's like, Leonard Marshall was a physical football player. Leonard Marshall was a physical football player,
sure. And
CBD is helping him.
Absolutely. Did he have a lot of trouble throughout the years moving his body and his arms and stuff?
I think it's all for the tin man for him, too, and especially with the mental clarity that we all went through, man. We played in the dark ages where we had two-a-day practices, full pads, strap it up, bang, 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 bang.
Sure, sure.
Practice. Full prats, 3 days a week, bang, 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 and then bang it up on Sunday. We did that for 16 straight weeks.
Wow. Wow. Let me ask you, have you, since you've been taking it, now this is something I'd be curious, have you stopped taking it to see if there was any crazy differences? Do you know what I'm saying?
No, I won't do that.
Okay,
I won't do that.
Sure,
I got you. I'm not going to be a guinea pig with myself, because I feel so good with taking it. I'm just going to continue to take it.
Because I've actually heard people that once they start taking it for a while and then they stop taking it, they start getting anxiety or this or certain things because a lot of this stuff starts coming back. It's not that it cures everything per se, right?
The strange part about it is the where people don't intentionally think they're doing a guinea pig test on themselves, but they start to feel normal for the first time in their lives. So they're like, I don't need this, right?
Exactly.
And then they're like, when it goes away, then they're like, oh, crap, I need to get back to that. What just happened?
Yeah.
Because nobody's really felt normal, had homeostasis in their lives.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
We just are so stressed out, and we have so much anxiety, and we have so much inflammation in our bodies that we don't even realize it.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Marvin, is there a website or anything if people want to get a hold and look at what you got going on as a company?
Just go to isodal.com.
Isodal.com. All right, yep. Cool. You got an Instagram or anything? Your people?
Just follow me at mwash52 on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. I'm Marvin Wash on Facebook.
That's awesome, man.
I'll follow you back.
Hell yeah. That's cool, man. That's great. You know, a lot of people always wonder when they get on these things if it's actually
the person, or not like that.
That's great, dude. I wish you the best of luck, both you guys, and everything that you're doing.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you so much for rounding out the end of New West Summit with two quality individuals that I definitely was blessed to have and get to talk on the radio station and let everybody out there.
They have a good company. Very good company.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, both you guys are kicking ass in the CBD world, that's for sure. Absolutely. And look forward to all the new things that you guys are doing. And we'll catch you all on the next mix. And I say we...
see you in Vegas.
See everybody in Vegas for sure.
See you in Vegas.
Absolutely.
All right, man. Thank
you. Bro.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.